is a much admired number from one of the finest modern Russian operas, a work which ranks with Glinka's Life for the Tsar and Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov in respect of its historical basis and strong national coloring. The libretto is derived from the famous Russian saga known as the Epic of the Army of Igor, which has been likened in its general character and national standing to our own Arthurian legend. The period is the close of the 12th century, and the story deals with the attempt of Prince Igor, a great territorial ruler, to subdue a neighboring Tatar tribe. To this end, he sets forth, amid the enthusiasm of his people, with a powerful army and accompanied by his son, Prince Vladimir. The result, however, is disastrous, for despite the most heroic efforts on the part of Prince Igor and his followers, the Tatar forces gain the day, and both Prince Igor and his son are taken prisoner. Happily, the Tatar chief, Khan Konchak, is a man of noble nature who treats his captives well, while Prince Vladimir finds further compensation in the charms of his daughter, who, in her turn, falls madly in love with the gallant young prince. In the end, Prince Igor himself succeeds in escaping, but his son remains behind and finally reconciles himself to a difficult situation by marrying the captivating girl with the hearty approval of her liberal-minded father. The cavatina, of which Mr. Rosing has made such an effective record, is a serenade sung by Prince Vladimir outside the tent of his beloved in the Tatar camp, and no words are necessary to enforce its charm and beauty.